Good morning. Welcome you all to the worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. You know, we had the first snow this past week, right? You know, one of the songs I love, it says, "You will come like the first snow." You know, we never know when it's going to come, but when it comes, in a way, it makes us feel cozy. At least I can speak for myself. You know, when I see this first snow, it makes me feel cozy and comforted. Like the first snow, we may welcome Jesus Christ. We may feel the comfort and peace our Lord Jesus Christ gives us this morning. We praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the spirit of prayer. God, our Creator, as we come together to worship you on this new day, we come with gratitude in our hearts for your abundant gifts. We thank you for the beauty of this earth, the food that nourishes our bodies, and the love of family and friends. On this All Saints Day, we especially think of those who have passed, but were so important in shaping our lives. We are grateful for the saints present in our lives today, family, friends, doctors, nurses, teachers, clergy, service personnel, first responders, farmers, the list is endless. We are most grateful for your love, and we hope that we can be saints too. Saints that spread your love in the world in search of peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Today we celebrate All the Saints Sunday. And I have the list of names you sent me. You know, I'm sure during the first 15 minutes before the service, you saw the UMC understanding on the sainthood. The United Methodists, we believe all those who lived out their faith before us, those who made a great influence on our faith journey, we call them saints. So here are our saints. Richard Chambers, and Kochman, Annalise Bennett, Swelin Sabon Calcutt, Matt Hyde, Matthew Tenzi Senior, Mamie Wirst, Raymond and Elizabeth Herbelig, Joyce McPhee, Elaine Ballet. Charlie Atkins. Tim Moran. Frank Uli. Catherine McKenzie. Teresa Nassaro. Soyoung Lee. Gary Lawton. Adam Bessie. Bill Rubel. Pat Johnson. Barbara Wynn. As we remember their life, as we give thanks for their faith and the example they inherited to us, we give thanks to the Lord. Let us sing this hymn together for all the saints, for all the saints. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Look, someone's back. He missed you all last week. Okay, I have a quick question. Who is somebody in your life that has shown you God's love? That's for you all as well. Who has shown you God's love in your life?
I don't know.
You don't know? You have no idea? Maybe a teacher or a parent?
Mom.
Your mom? Sure.
And Daddy.
Well, that's good.
He's right here.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I asked a question last week, and Neil said Adia, and Adia said Neil. Isn't that funny? Well, that's wonderful that you all show God's love to each other. And it's wonderful that we have people in our lives that show us God's love. Now, I have another question for you all. Do you have anybody in your life that has shown you God's love but is not with you anymore? Maybe somebody that you miss? Can you think of anybody that you might miss?
Mom Green.
You know,
we have a picture of her.
Yeah, we do. Well, you know, just a quick shot here. But yeah, so Mom Green was your mommy's grandmother who died just a few years ago, and you got to know her a little bit. We also lived with her for a little while. She was very sweet and showed God's love to a lot of people, and she meant a lot to a lot of people. I also have a picture of my grandpa, who unfortunately died when I was really young, but so I missed him a lot too. So we all have people in our lives that we miss and that have shown us love, and we can be sad about that. In fact, Jesus had a famous passage where he told people and taught people, blessed are those who mourn. So I think one of the things that Jesus was saying when he said, blessed are those who mourn, was that sometimes it's okay to be sad. In fact, sometimes we need to be sad. We sometimes are afraid of showing that we're sad, and that's not healthy and that's not good for us. And so it's okay for us to show that. There's also more that goes along with missing somebody than just being sad, though. There's also remembering. Remember all the wonderful things that we did and shared with the person that we miss. And also, in some ways, we can even throw a party and celebrate. Did you know that? We can actually celebrate those who have been with us. So there may be people in your lives that you miss. And that's good, but we can also remember them and celebrate them, and that's what we do during All Saints Day, which is what we are celebrating this week. I wanted to also share with you all, are you familiar with the tradition Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos? Josiah, are you familiar with Day of the Dead? If any of you have watched Coco, the Disney movie, it's all about the Day of the Dead.
Yep.
And it's a really important part of the year for so many families in Mexico and Central America, and many in the United States as well, and all around the world. Dia de los Muertos means Day of the Dead in Spanish, and it's a time when people remember the people who their loved ones, and it's usually around this same time of year, around in early November. And what people will do is create ofrendas in their house, which are not altars. They're these little places where in their home, they'll put pictures and food and flowers and all kinds of things that help people remember and celebrate the life of the person that they miss. And in some ways, it's like they're there. In fact, they kind of imagine that they're there and joining them and celebrating with them and eating with them and having fun with them and telling jokes. And they tell stories and they celebrate and they laugh and remember. So it's a really beautiful way to honor and, yes, to mourn. So I was wondering if we could do a little bit of that too. So this is something that we can do on this All Saints Day. If you have a candle in your house, you can light it like this one. And I'm going to put it over here and maybe take a picture of some loved ones that you have. That's me, by the way. a toddler there. So you put pictures, maybe you put some pictures of some loved ones in your home. And it's just when you see them, this Mom Green, because the people who have loved us in the past, who have shown us God's love, they've helped us become who we are today. They've helped us even maybe find faith. And that's a beautiful thing to celebrate and remember. So maybe on this All Saints Day, you can take some time and have a little faith on table nearby with a candle and look at these pictures and use that as a reminder to pray a prayer of gratitude, a prayer of thanks to God for the lessons that you've learned, for the life that you've shared with the others and with each other, and just an opportunity to remember those who we love and still love. So let's pray a prayer together to remember and to celebrate. Dear God, thank you so much for family and for friends and for the love that you share with us. May your love unite us and connect us no matter where we are. And may we continue to move forward in hope together. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We are celebrating All the Saints Sunday today. And we affirm that our God is everlasting God. And God's love for us lasts forever. While we are living on this earth, but God's love goes beyond this life. So we believe in God and God's power and love. God is good. All the time? All the time. God is good. Amen. Amen. We've been having this stewardship program, and next Sunday will be a stewardship Sunday. So I'm sure you received the stewardship program package, you know, with the pastoral letter and the pledge card. You know, continue to pray and pray and pray and count all the blessings God has already given to us. All the God's blessings God is giving us. And we expect that God will continue to bless us and fulfill our needs each and every day. And God wants us to share our blessings with others. So I hope and pray you prayerfully fill out the pledge card and return it to church. And while we are doing this stewardship program, we have our siblings in Christ share their testimonies. And today we are going to listen to all our siblings here in this church community and also our local communities. And we'll hear what God has been doing in and through us. How wonderful ministries God has been doing in and through us. So we welcome our siblings.
Hi, my name is Matt Heatiel, and I'm from Troop Lynn Acton Boy Scouts. Troop Lynn Acton was formed in 1916 and is currently one of the oldest troops in the area. We have 53 scouts ages 11 through 17 and have also had 7 Eagle Scouts this past year. St. Matthew's is incredibly generous in allowing us to hold our Wednesday meetings there and also store all our gear in the church. We are extremely grateful for your generosity, and on behalf of all scouts, we thank you.
Hagar Sisters is a Christian domestic violence organization that St. Matthew's has partnered with for 8 years. This fall, they have begun virtual support group services online. This is a new way of providing education, healing, and loving support to women who have experienced abuse. During the COVID pandemic, calls to DV service providers have increased significantly. Please support Hagar Sisters, whose mission is to end the cycle of abuse to the transforming power of God.
Hi, St. Matthew's UMC. I hope you're all doing great and keeping safe. Your missionary in Nicaragua has been keeping busy responding to the coronavirus pandemic, helping AMC secure personal protective equipment to keep health workers safe in communities and clinics, and ongoing projects in clean water, food security, and dental health. Health needs have not gone away just because there is a pandemic. Your support through the events is making a difference. Dios los bendiga, God bless you, and please wear a mask.
Everyone deserves to be treated humanely. Immigrants are our neighbors and contribute to our community. St. Matthew's Immigration Team illuminates the issues surrounding immigrants. We've held a total of 11 seminars, mostly Saturday morning breakfasts, and have covered a variety of vital immigration topics. The seminars have attracted community from St. Matthew's and beyond. A big highlight was an afternoon of immigrant storytelling, which included some of our members from St. Matthew's.
Concord Prison Outreach is a community-based program that involves hundreds of individuals and close to 40 faith-based organizations. At Christmas time, they promote a holiday gift bag project in which they give each inmate a gift bag containing toiletries, socks, writing paper, and a handmade holiday card. This year, the gift bags will be assembled at St. Matthew's. The CPO is also launching a backpack program for inmates who are being released.
Since Boston shared that work began 16 years ago, St. Matthew's has supported our work with the homeless and poor in Boston. We have paid for 4,484 IDs and helped with over 450 families with their moving expenses. In September, St. Matthew's supported our virtual spaghetti supper by contributing over $9,000.
Justice for Our Neighbors, JFON, is a United Methodist immigration ministry that provides pro bono legal aid services to undocumented immigrants seeking a path to legal residency. St. Matthew's actively supports monthly JFON clinics in Lowell and Lawrence that specifically aid undocumented children, many of whom arrive here unaccompanied and alone. The delicious meals we supplied on clinic nights have helped everyone, volunteers and clients alike, feel welcomed and loved, and our financial support has been invaluable.
Hi, everybody. I'm Randall Warniers. I represent Acton Networkers, which since 2002 has met nearly every Friday morning at Campbell Hall. The purpose of Acton Networkers is to help job seekers and people in career transition find their next position in an environment of mutual support and helpful information. We're extremely grateful to St. Matthew's for the use of Campbell Hall. Over 2,700 people have passed through our organization. Thanks.
Everyone deserves enough food, but today more and more families depend on food pantries, and those pantries depend on us. As we've been doing for years, let's keep on filling the grocery cart in St. Matthew's lobby with healthy, new, shelf-stable food. We'll bring the food to one of our local food pantries who'll make sure it goes to a family in need. So remember, First Sunday is Food Sunday.
Grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
The scripture readings today, the first one is from Exodus chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. In time, Joseph and all of his brothers died, ending that entire generation. But their descendants, the Israelites, had many children and grandchildren. In fact, they multiplied so greatly that they became extremely powerful and filled the land. Eventually, a new king came to power in Egypt who knew nothing about Joseph or what he had done. He said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel now outnumber us and are stronger than we are. We must make a plan to keep them from growing even more. If we don't, and if war breaks out, they will join our enemies and fight against us. Then they will escape from our country." So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor. They forced them to build the cities of Pithom and Ramses as supply centers for the king. But the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites multiplied and spread, and the more alarmed the Egyptians became. So the Egyptians worked the people of Israel without mercy. They made their lives bitter, forcing them to mix mortar and make bricks and do all the work in the fields. They were ruthless in all their demands. From Exodus 35, verses 21 and 29. All whose hearts were willing and whose spirits were moved came and brought their sacred offerings to the Lord. They brought all the materials needed for the tent of meeting, for the performance of its rituals, and for its sacred garments. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord free will offerings for all the work the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do. And from Leviticus 1:1, "Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. If we just listen to the testimony, a wonderful ministry God has been doing in and through us. Isn't it wonderful? I'm so grateful that I'm a part of this wonderful community of faith. How about you? Are you? Yes? Can we give a big hand to God? Yeah? That's why I cannot give up on my giving to the Lord. It's wonderful. As we talk about offerings, our prayers, presents, our time, and our gifts, and our witnesses, our service, today I'm going to talk about Leviticus. Are you excited? Most of the time I hear the feedback that Leviticus is one of the Forgive me, Lord. One of the most boring books in the Bible and hard to understand. But let me tell you something interesting this morning. So listen up. Leviticus is Vayikra in Hebrew. And it means, "Then the Lord called." The Lord called. The book of Leviticus is begin with calling. "Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting." Then the Lord called. When did God call to Moses? God called to Moses after the Israelites finished building the tent of meeting, tabernacle. In order to understand what's going on in Leviticus, we need to understand what happened before. In the book of Exodus, we need to understand what had happened in the book of Exodus. Before I move on, I want to note that I owe special thanks to Raphael, who wrote the book, his book, "Blood, Guts, and Fire." This book has tremendously helped me to deepen my understanding on the book of Leviticus. So fast forward, Exodus 1. So the Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They appointed brutal slave drivers over them, hoping to wear them down with crushing labor. Verses 13, so the Egyptians worked the people of Israel without mercy. They made their lives bitter, forcing them to mix mortar and make bricks and do all the work in the field. They were ruthless in all their demands. The Egyptians made the Israelites their slaves. They worked the people of Israel without mercy. They made their lives bitter. They were ruthless in all their demands. The Egyptian people used the Jewish people. Humans used other humans. Raphael claims, quote unquote, you use a tool. You use a car, you use things. You don't use people, but here you see humans use other humans ruthlessly. It was obviously a dehumanizing experience. This was the way Egypt was ordered. Some were on top and others were on the bottom. Some were free and some were enslaved. And there was no way the Israelites changed it. It was what it was. Even the deity, the gods, didn't care. So under this circumstance, all the people of Israel could do was crying out. In Exodus chapter 23 and 24, the Bible says, the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out. And their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. God heard their cry of grief. God, Yahweh God, heard their cry. While the gods in the land of Egypt allowed the people to use other people, while the gods condoned the order of oppressing and dehumanizing, Yahweh God heard the cry of the oppressed and decided to rescue them from the slavery. Isn't it wonderful? And God sent Moses and his brother Aaron to set the oppressed free from the oppressors. God liberated this enslaved from the slavery. Let me pause here and ask you questions. Is there anything enslave you today? Does money enslave you? Does abusive relationships enslave you? Does any form of addictions enslave you? Does your use of alcohol and drugs enslave you? Does your desire to watch porn and to have irresponsible sex enslave you? Does your temper problem enslave you? Does your selfishness, ego, enslave you? What burdens you so that you cannot enjoy the freedom from God? If you are enslaved by anything, cry out to God first. Cry out to God first. That's the first step. Cry out to God and God will hear your cry. God will empower you and to make decisions to stay away from those things and focus on God's love and God's power for you. God will liberate you from those toxic things. God will empower you to take your part to be free and enjoy the freedom God gives you. I believe this is why the first step of a 12-step program is like this. Quote unquote, we admitted we're powerless over alcohol or drugs, that our lives had become unmanageable. The Israelites couldn't solve their problems. They couldn't set themselves free from that slavery. So they cried out. And God heard their cry. Our Yahweh God heard their cry. God set them free from the slavery in Egypt. Moreover, God decided to dwell among them. Wow. That was why God commanded Moses to build a tent of meeting, tabernacle. Fast forward, Exodus 35. After Moses told the Israelites that God wanted them to build the tent of meeting to dwell among them, all whose hearts were willing and whose spirits were moved came and brought their sacred offering to the Lord. They brought all the materials needed for the tabernacle, for the performance of its rituals, and for the sacred garments. Verse 21. All whose hearts were willing and whose spirits were moved came and brought to the Lord their sacred, what? Sacred offerings. Their sacred offering. Last Sunday, I introduced you the word offering in Hebrew. Do you remember that? Come on, it's been just 1 week. It's okay. The word offering is korban, and it literally means come near. Come near. God wanted me to near to the Israelites so that God commanded them to build the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, and they responded to God's korban, come near invitation, by bringing their sacred offerings to God. In other words, God told the people, come near to me. And they respond to God, yes, I come near to you, God. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord the free will offerings for all the work the Lord threw Moses had commanded them to do. Verse 29. So from chapter 35 through 40, the Israelites built a tent of the meeting as the Lord commanded Moses. Exactly as the Lord commanded Moses. And finally, Moses finished the work. Then the Lord called. Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. This is the beginning of Leviticus. This is the beginning of Vayikra. The Lord called. God called Moses, and then what did God tell him? Through Moses, God told the Israelites, the former slaves, about 5 different offerings. Wait a minute. What? God heard the cry of when the Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and God set them free from the slavery. And then God graciously decided to provide God's presence with them all the time and told them to build a tent of meeting. Then what? The first thing God wanted them to do was to give thanks to God. All God had done for them was all about stuff. Well, of course not. Again, it is important to remember the original meaning of the word offering in Hebrew. Korban. What does it mean? Come near. That's right. Come near. You find different offerings in the first 7 chapters of Leviticus, Vayikra. In Hebrew, they're called Ola, Mina, Shalamim, Hatat, Asham. And Ola is a burnt offering. And Mina is a grain offering. Shalamim. Does it sound familiar? Shalomim, shalomim, shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeah, shalom, peace. So shalomim is a fellowship, peace offering. And hatat is a sin offering. And asham is a guilt offering. You don't have to know what they are at this point. Don't worry about it. I'll introduce you what they are down the road. Not today, but down the road. Now let us focus on the core message God wants us to hear through this. As I read the first 7 chapters of Leviticus again and again and again and again, I learned 2 amazing lessons. First, come near to me, everyone. Everyone. Come near to me, everyone. And second is, come nearer to me when you sin. Come nearer to me when you sin. This week I'm going to talk about the first one, and we are going to talk about the second one next Sunday. So stay tuned. So first message I got through this very detailed, description of these offerings in the first seven chapters of Leviticus. Come near to me, everyone. The everyone is a key point here. Come near to me, everyone. God keeps talking about what to give. Except the grain offering, God wants them to give God an animal from the herd or the flock or birds. God keeps telling the former slaves to come near to God with an animal from the herd, like a young bull or the calf, or an animal from the flock, like the sheep. I never pronounce this right. S-H-E-E-P, right? You got it? Okay. S-H-E-E-P, sheep, and the goats. Or birds like a dove or a young pigeon. This means come near to me, everyone. Regardless of how much financial resource you have, everyone comes near to me. Not everybody could buy, a young bull or a calf. Those who have more, bring an animal from the herd, like a young bull and the calf. You cannot buy them, then that's okay. Then you bring the sheep or goats. You cannot even buy them, then you are out. No, God didn't say that. Then bring birds. Birds like a dove and a young pigeon. So those who had more, those who had the average, those who had the less, didn't matter. Come near to me, everyone. Everyone. In the land of Egypt, the Israelites lived according to the unjust and dehumanizing order of the society, as I briefly mentioned earlier. The unjust and dehumanizing order of the society taught them that those who had more was valuable, but those who had less was useless, worthless. So the Israelites believed they were not worthy enough in every aspect of life. But now God is telling every single one of them, you are in, regardless. I want to be with you, and I want you to come near to me, regardless. That's the whole point when God gave them these details about kinds of sacrifices. This morning, God called you, Vikra. The Lord called you this morning and tells you, come near to me. My child, you are precious. You are my child. You come near to me. And the offering reminds you that you are worthy and precious from God's eye, regardless of how much you have, regardless of what other people say you are, regardless of what you think you are. Offering is not just about money. It is one of God's loving ways to remind you that God wants to come near to God regardless. It is one of the passionate ways you can take to tell God that you want to near to God. You want to go near to God. This is why God doesn't want you to give reluctantly or in response to pressure. This is why God loves those who give cheerfully. Don't you want to be a cheerful giver? I want to be a cheerful giver. How about you? Emmanuel, God with us. Years ago, God decided to be with us through the event of the tent of meeting, tabernacle. And then God called us to come near to God. Moreover, God broke into our lives with God's tremendous love, unfailing love, unconditional love, steadfast love through Jesus Christ. And then God has called us to come near to God. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we love God first, but that God loved us first. And sent God's one and only Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. Amen? It's wonderful, isn't it? God showed us the truth that God gave us the best of the best that God could give to us. God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, God is the one who is willing and able to give us the best of the best. God is the provider who fulfills our needs. Don't you want to give thanks to God with all your heart? I do. Don't you want to give God the first, not the leftover? I do. Don't you want to make a pledge to God, the provider who is willing and able to give us the best? I do. Don't you want to come near to God with all that you are? I do. Let us respond to God's Corban, come near invitation with all our hearts and minds and souls. And praise the Lord. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. We love each other. And there's nothing we can do about it. Stewardship program is all about God's love for us. And our response to that love. That grace. That's why I'm standing here and sharing my testimonies. That's why our siblings have been sharing their testimonies. It's all about God and God's love, and we respond to God's Corban invitation, come near. Yes, Lord, we come near to you, Lord. So we decide, share their wonderful blessings with others, with grateful hearts. So now we understand, and we want to be a cheerful giver. Amen? Let us praise the Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. I lift your name on high. Let us praise the Lord together. You can stand up, you can get out your couch or bed, and let us sing it out together. The Lord be with you. We gather together around this table, the Lord's table, and we acknowledge that God loves everyone. Sometimes we doubt our own values. Have you been there and done that? Yes? Am I good enough? Then God is telling us, yes, you are good enough from my eye. In my eye, you are an apple. Sit down. You have sit at my table. Come. Come. And remember, I'm not just here with you on this earth, but also I will continue to be with you. You will be in my presence forever. As we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we affirm that while we are having this feast, this Lord's table here, we foresee the celebration, the heavenly banquet in heaven. We are connected to our saints. It's a communion. We communion together in remembrance of what? In remembrance of Jesus Christ. We remember what Jesus Christ has done for us. Usually we don't do that. We don't do this when we do a Holy Communion in the sanctuary together. But as you are at home, you know, when I lift up the bread, you can lift up your bread too. When I lift up my chalice here, then you can lift up your cup as well. So be part of, participate in this Holy Communion. Amen? Amen. Great. On the night which He gave Himself up for us, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and broke the bread. And gave it to His disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. Again, gave thanks to God and gave it to His disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood. This is the blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of this mighty act in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory. And we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. As you share the bread and cup with others at home, you may say, this is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ given for you. And my siblings in this room, the sanctuary, you know, if you will, please come forth and receive the bread and cup in remembrance of Jesus Christ. As a people of God, we experience God's grace through God's good news and the Holy Communion. Let us respond to God's grace together. Please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. Amen. Let us take time and spend some time with Jesus Christ, acknowledging Him and His grace, and count the blessings from God. As you are inspired, as your spirit is inspired and moved, then prepare your offering. And again, don't just send it to the church. Pray for those God will reach out through our ministries. Pray for those who are part of those ministries. And please pray for your pastor as well. I need your prayer. And as we respond to God's grace together, we'll continue to experience something beautiful God will continue to do in and through us. Amen? Amen. Great. First Sunday is a food ministry Sunday. So would you join me in blessing, you know, the foods we collected, and that God will continue to feed our neighbors who are in need through our ministries. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Lord, we acknowledge You. You are the provider. Thank You for this compassion we have for our neighbors who are in need. As You have called us to feed them, now, Lord, we are responding to You. Yes, Lord, we come too near to You. Come near to You, and we decide to share our blessings from You with our neighbors. As our neighbors receive these foods, they may feel the tremendous love You have for them as well. As they may feel full, they may feel You fill their heart with the comfort, with the peace, and with assurance that they are loved. We truly bless these foods, bless our neighbors with all our hearts in the precious name, the wonderful name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. It's time to pray together. I'll read the prayer request, and then I will light the candles. Susan LaSante, God, I give thanks that You were with me 30 years ago today when my mom died, even if I didn't know it. Help us all remember You are with us no matter what we are going through. Help us draw near to You. This is my prayer. Susan LaSante, I ask for prayers for a friend having heart surgery on Monday who was also just diagnosed with cancer. This is my prayer. Andrea Bonar, a prayer of gratitude for the birth of Abigail Jane into our extended family this week. This is my prayer. Carmen Lode, prayers for Ethan, who has to quarantine for 2 weeks at college. This is my prayer. Leslie Brew, prayers of gratitude for our loving St. Matthew's community. This is my prayer. Wayne LaSante, prayers of safety for our upcoming election. This is my prayer. Marie Machak, M-A-C-H-A-C-K. Machak. Close enough? I'm sorry, I apologize if I mispronounce your name. Please let me know. Prayers of reconciliation. May we see God in all we meet. May we listen to their stories with open hearts. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Yes, the election is coming up. So let us cry out to God. And let us pray God may intervene every single step throughout the whole process. Let us hold each other with our prayers. Even when we have different perspectives, political perspectives, or religious perspectives, but we don't have to be divided, polarized like this. So let us hold of each other in our prayers throughout the whole time. Amen. Let us pray. As you remember this prayer request, let us pray for one another. Let us pray for our country. Oh God, keep our whole country under your protection. Wipe out sin from this land. Lift it up from the depth of sorrow, O Lord, our shining light. Save us from deep grief and misfortune, Lord of all nations. Bless us with your wisdom, so that the poor may not be oppressed and the rich may not be oppressors. Make this a nation having no ruler except God, a nation having no authority but that of love. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us share the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. First of all, thank you all, our worship leaders here. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us in worship God this morning together. If it's your first time, you know, visit us and worship with us, then please send me an email, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You know, I would like to get connected with you. You know, we would like to get connected to you. So please send me an email, pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find it on our church website. So we go from there. And as I briefly mentioned, you know, and blessed, we blessed. First Sunday is a food Sunday. So please continue to join us in doing this wonderful ministry together. And November 22nd, please mark this day on your calendar. November 22nd at 11:30, just after the service, we are going to have a Zoom church conference with our district superintendent. It's going to be the worship and a meeting with our district superintendent, Reverend Megan. And we'll celebrate what God has done in and through us the year 2020. And we'll talk about our plan for upcoming year, 2021. So November 22nd at 11:30. And SPRC will meet the DS at 1 o'clock. And more information with the Zoom link will be provided down the road. And on November 15th, in-person worship service with the 10 people. So more information, you can find more information in weekly news and also church website. You know, first priority is our safety. Our safety. The other day, the bishop, our bishop of New England in your conference sent us an email message that we want to be part of Jesus' saving life ministry. And during this time, we respect other safety is a way to save lives. That's what Jesus did. He emphasized. Yes, safety is our first priority. And when I checked it out, that COVID-19 map, the government website, is acting is green zone at this point. But on any given moment, if we fall into a red zone category, then every in-person activities will be stopped. That is Bishop's order. And that is our guideline here. And also, for information, you know, as we gather together with a small group, but still no singing is allowed according to the conference guidelines. So singing is not allowed. And after service, we are having a coffee hour. If you haven't experienced it yet, please join us. You know, it's a great time to get connected with one another. It's great to see each other's, you know, smiles on each other's faces. It's wonderful. So please join us. This Zoom link is on the church website, and I believe it's on a YouTube comment as well. And the password is coffee hour. It's one word, coffee hour. COFFEEHOUR, coffee hour, one word. And as we've been really enjoying, and we appreciate all the testimonies, as a part of our stewards program this fall, we invite you to create a short 15-30-second video telling why you give to St. Matthew's. And remember how much fun you had passing the peace of Christ with your video. You know, you remember that? I think that was before my time, but I watched them. You know, so please, like just like that, you know, tell it is time to have some stewards fun. So all ages are invited to create a video. So videos are needed by Wednesday, November 4th. And more information is our weekly news. It needs to be sent to Susan LaSante. We thank you. my beloved siblings in Christ, let us celebrate each and every day. God makes God's self available for us each and every day while we are living on this earth and the life beyond this life. So we praise the Lord. Our God is everlasting God. Our God's love is unending love. So now go in peace and fully enjoy each and every day as you practice your spiritual disciplines, acknowledging God and experiencing God's love. God loves you. So do I. And there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. Let us bless each other through this song. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Are you ready? Let us sing it out. You know, if you are sitting on a couch or a bed, please come out and let us dance around and sing out together. Give thanks with a grateful heart.